I think Ticketmaster seem to be using some sort of system of auction to see how popular a particular ticket is, and then bumping their price in relation to that, you know. And this is the way that Ticketmaster has gone, the way that the purchase of tickets has gone across the board in the country, and it's really setting people up who want to go to concerts as being guinea pigs, and being they can be gouged by everybody now, it seems, not only hotels but also by the purchase of tickets as well. And it's a shocking system that people find themselves in, and I don't think that particular bands would be in favour of it, but they're making money out of it, so they're quite happy to go along with it as well, I think.
You previously said that the government should bring in new legislation as it relates to price gouging by hotels, particularly in Dublin. Do you think legislation should be brought in terms of this ticket debacle as well?
I think it's something that should be looked at. I'm not sure exactly how it can be dealt with. I mean, there's a lot of reports over the weekend that there seemed to be these bots that were buying tickets in as well, or maybe bumping up the price too. So I'm just wondering, is it actually Ticketmaster that's providing these bots that are doing this, or what actually it is? And I think their process needs to be transparent, and it needs to be, people need to know how it's actually working. And if it requires that the government has to get involved and legislation has to be brought into that, I think that should be done, because it's plain to be seen that you can't expect businesses to behave in a proper manner, and they'll only do it when they're forced to do it, unfortunately, and that should be the role of the government, to actually enforce businesses to behave properly.
So do you feel that the government here, similar to their counterparts in the UK, should launch some sort of a probe into how dynamic ticket pricing works?
I think that would be a good basic point to start on. And I suppose in terms of the overall things the government has to deal with, probably not the most urgent, but at the same time, it's symptomatic of how government reacts in relation to everything that they're doing. Basically, people are being open to be gouged by everybody, and it seems that government goes along with it. So I think the government needs to take a very proactive role and ensure that they actually are acting on behalf of this, and that the government acts on behalf of the people rather than behalf of the businesses.